Moshe, Tzir Shashem v'himotzoi k'ra'uhu v'yoysoi k'ohim. So Chazal say, when is the Tzir Shashem v'himotzoi for Yochid? For Yochid ilach tzoi yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. In the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Rebbein Shel Olam comes close k'ra'uhu v'yoysoi k'ohim. You can reach out to the Rebbein Shel Olam because he's close by. The Yoisakar, Moshem is close. So we have to understand Pshat. Chazal say that Neur Lekim Mikdosh Shecho, person came to the Beis HaMikdosh, he felt a sense of Ur. He got Yira from being in Beis HaMikdosh. Ad Kedei Kach, that Chazal say, why is it called Simcha is Beis HaShoeva? When you came to Samigdash during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Kedusha was so great, you felt such a great, enormous amount of Kedusha that you could reach even to the Ruach HaKodesh. So a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's overcome with Ur, he's overcome with Yira, and he becomes Bet, and that's the Tachlis of, not Tachlis, but one of the Yisoidus of Aliyah LeRegel, something called Sikahanim Bavidosom, Torah brings down of a Basra, and then Levim B'Mamodom, Mizuchonim Yisro B'Mamodom, so he was over there, he was awed and got Yira Shamayim from just seeing the Avodah's Beis HaMikdash. And what's the mile of the Beis HaMikdash? Because that's where there's Nashroas HaShechina, that's where you can sense the presence of the Rebbein Shel Olam. Say Bazei, Aseret Mitshuva, Krahu B'Yosekov, the Rebbein Shel Olam is nearby. Why don't we sense it? How come if the Rebbein Shel Olam is so close, you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you saw the Kedusha, you sense the presence of the Shekhinah, so you're in this Aleh. So we have the presence of the Shekhinah, I mean not the same for Shteitzach, but Krahu B'Yosekov, the Rebbein Shel Olam is carried to us. So why don't we sense it? And the answer is obvious and poshut. A deaf person goes to a symphony, he won't appreciate it. Why not? Such beautiful music. Face of blind person, will go to an art show for those that appreciate art. Yeah? He won't appreciate anything. Why not? It's beautiful art. Teres is, obviously if you're deaf, the music doesn't mean anything to you. The music doesn't reach you. It doesn't penetrate. If you're blind, Rahman al-Islam, you don't appreciate the art either. Why not? You can't see it. There's no shaykh, no connection to you at all. If you don't connect to anything, it doesn't mean anything to you. Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara says, I say it. Gemara says, Might exceed Zed Dark and Kessel Lomoy, got the Derek of Exil. Yoidim Rishoyim, Shedarkim Lamisa. Yeshem Cheyav Akislo, Shem Atoyamar, Shikhoyim Nahentam, Lam of Achim, Bethim Yirzusello. The Rashi explains Zed a Kessel Lomoy, Kaloyma Yoidim Mimshazu Darkim, Avon Kessel Lomoy, Kliyaseim, Machubim Bechelbum. Yehoshiv Kliyaseyem Machshov Asoifam Shem Atoymar Mar Mfachelev Shochu V'arim Shoigim V'arachim V'im Yirshav Od Lov Ad Anashim V'im Yirshav Yisav Lutom V'apikein Inam Choyzen More Taish is up Yoidim Rishoyim Shadakim Gehen. Who we talking about when it says here Yoidim Rishoyim? So we think we're talking about means the other guy, it doesn't mean me. Again, me, I'm much better. We have to know, Chazal are talking about us, me. Yom Shadakim to Gehenim. People know that doing an Avera leads you to Gehenim. And they talk about it. And does it change them? No. Yom Shadakim to Gehenim, Yechiv Akislam, to something blocking. Inside, Chazal call it Chelev, there's a layer of blubber. Yeah, that presents them penetrating. Hashem Atzerim Hashikrolem, maybe they forgot about it. Him Tim Yitzel, they talk about it. Let's take ourselves as an example. We come to Selis Meshuvah Slichas, as earlier, come to Slichas, and what do we say? Hashem Hashem, we call, we speak loudly, we call to the Rebbeinu Shel Hashem Hashem, Rak V'chanun, and we say, well, let's see what we say to Viduyim. So I'm assuming that the Bocha, everybody, me, B'shas, they say the Slichas and the Viduyim, they listen what they say. They're talking this Allah, they're impressed. And how long does it last? Till you walk out of this magic, took off your tefillin. Halavai that long. Comes breakfast, not different than the other day. Comes after breakfast, or not different than the other day. I would just finish Slichas. And we just finished, he said three times. Yeah. See them say, Vir, Shamnu, Gadnu, Kosalnu. And if you listen to what you're saying, Boshinu, Masenu, Esen, Boshinu, yeah, Boshinu, Masenu, Hogan Ponin Lecha, Roshem to the Fats, to the Rabbin Shalom. How long does it last, if it ever penetrated? When you walk out of a smell, is any different? You sit down to breakfast, is breakfast any different? Yoidim Roshem Shal Darkam Legehenna. It's not that we didn't say it, it's not that we didn't know it. But Kessel, Rashi says, Chayr of Akislam, there's something blocking. You say it and you know it, but it doesn't penetrate. Something blocks. And therefore, we know that Sarsime Chuma, and Rabbanshim is his Karuhu B'yosef Karuv, the Rabbanshim is close to us, and it's easier to do Chuma. The Rambam says it doesn't penetrate. What makes it not penetrate? Chel of Akislam. What's this chel consist of? Kimish overhodem avir v'shona bazog digmore nasa lo kehet. Once a person can avir. And does it a second time, it doesn't mean anything to him any longer. So the Avera ceased to have any meaning to him. Saying Ashamnu Bagadnu doesn't mean anything to him either. Because the Avera, that's the normal way, that's what I do normally. That's my normal life. Atke the Kachazal say that Shoda Ro, Choshva Kodesh Bohu, excuse me, Shoda Ro, Shoda Ro, Shoda Ro, Shoda And once it's not like a heter, so machshava ro hakadosh baruch hu mitzarfo l'maisa. Even if you didn't do the maisa, Rashi explains, if you have a machshava ro, you never did it. Minifroyna for a machshava. Why? Filoi ovid lo eicha zorosei lo shem shomayim elo shlo hutzach lo lekach ter ravun lo manas lo kehetu. I give you a motion. A bocher is sitting in the mismedish and learning. Then he thinks of something geschmack he wants to say to a friend of his. He looks around. Friend is not there. So what should do with less brere? He sits, he keeps on learning. Guy's not there, there's nobody, he has nobody to talk to. He might as well, so we're talking about a good bocher. He doesn't go out to look for somebody else to say it. He doesn't find his friend. They wanted to say it. This Gishmak of Vital Torah. So he goes back to the Gemara and starts learning again. But he didn't do anything more. He already waited a second looking around for his friend. That's considered Machshov Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa. Because the only reason you didn't do it is because you're an honest. What should you do? Let's break it. The guy's not here. I don't think I don't want to shmuyas with. So I can't shmuyas. So I'm an onus and not shmuyas. But you want to do the Aveda. You're ready to do the Aveda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fo L'Maaseh. It's as if you did it. Because had you not been an onus of Kashi, you talk I would have done it. So a person does an Aveda day after day, hour after hour, constantly. Kaseda. Nasa like a hetzah. It doesn't mean anything anymore. And you have to know vital. Each person does an avera. That's a ruach hatzuma. Mazal say every person does an avera. Melafosim chakosi the avera wraps itself around him to kill it. like a dog following its master, the Avera wraps itself around him, umaviyasa ligehenna. That's one Avera. Another Avera. So first, by the time he's finished with the day, he's got a thick coat wrapped all around him of all the Averas he did during that day. It doesn't go away. Chelva kislov. There's something blocking, it doesn't penetrate. Why doesn't it penetrate? Because you don't, all the Averas you did, you're so hugel to them. You're doing them again and again and again. So they create a barrier. They create a koich atum around you. And doesn't let it penetrate, despite the fact that you say it. And you can scream Hashem, Hashem, all you want. And you can say Vidi, all you want. And pull out the sheet, say, all the Vidum that ever existed, all the Averas ever existed. It doesn't mean a thing. Why not? Because it didn't penetrate. And therefore, despite the fact that Selchim Mitshuva, its devotion is close by, we don't feel it. We have lost the sense, the ability to feel Kedusha. Because we're so wrapped up in the Averas we've done, so wrapped up in the tumor that we have, and in the helgel that we create among us, within ourselves, of the helgel of Avera, that we no longer feel it anymore. And therefore, you lose your sense. You lose your sense, the Kedusha, the bond of Shechina is here. And furthermore, you have to know like this. The Rabbi Yonah talks about people that have no chelek leilom abo. Kosi zok the Rabbi Yonah, hanev shetase biyad romo, es Hashem, hu megadis, nir zanev shi, kerev amot, va Hashem bozo, es mitzvot se heifa, kroes ki kroes hanev shahi, avoyin abo. So the Kosi said, va Hashem bozo, despised, the Dvar Hashem. Avoyna bo, he calls the call. Zog the Rabbi Yoina. Why is it repeated? Because every chstam chai the krisus, so it's that kris bo yom hazeh, but you have the olam abo. Aber am dikam bi yod romo, ve he calls the call, ki lo yechape hamoves ola, ve ein lo chelek le olam abo. A person that's Dvar Hashem bozo, Shem hu megadef, Eile Chelek Lelom Abo. So what is Midvar Hashem Bozo? Who is Mevaze? Midvar Hashem. See, there's two pshot. Hanevesh Atas Biad Rom again, Ois Averos Yeduze Biyom Befaresla. A person that is Averos Befaresla. So that's called a Bizoyim. You're Mevaze, the Rebbein Shaloylam, but you said, don't do Averos. And you openly flout the Dvar Hashem. You flout the Ratzoyin Hashem. That's called Biyad Roma. And therefore, that's called Bizoyin. And Biyad Roma is doing it. Biyad Roma, flouting, displaying his arrogance that he's not listening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that we can understand a little bit. Then he says bye to another Zach. Chen ha-perik el-mocho shemam afilu b'seisa kam oisi b'yad romo yin ha-perik el kegoyin ha-kefer ha-chon ha-verse l'chol yvedam ha-chol yomte she'en ha-oever ha-shal mitzvus ha-heis me'ov oel ha-zor achas t'var mora b'shem yisal. A person, let's imagine, a person that does all the mitzvus, he has a kosher tefillin, he delights in putting on tefillin havas Hashem, yeah, and he has kofo shmoyne diketzitzus, and he only eats Glatsha Beglat, yeah. He does all the mitzvahs, everything is possible except for one thing. He has a terrible habit of smoking, and he smokes on Shabbos. Otherwise, he's perfectly Pchumagid. So, what do we say to a person? He's Valdiya Pchumagid, but he's never Machal Shabbos. Or he says, Machal Shabbos. Machal Shabbos, the Kaiva Kalotir Kulo. Obviously. No matter what else you do, you machal Shabbos, call machal Shabbos, as a din of kipper called tira kula. See, lose chelik lelem abo. Because why do chelik lelem abo? Zok the Rabbi Yoina. Api shenei v'shal mitzvus, sheheis min olof el azor achach, v'amor ha-bashem yisrael. So it doesn't only go on Shabbos. Does Poshut like that, you say this guy's Machal Shabbos and everything else is a sham. Any of any mitzvah, Asher Purak Olov Perik Eugen Kibak on the Vils, Fish in Evel Shal Mitzvah, in Olov Oil Mitzvah, Azorah Mitzvah, Az Achas. One Zach he doesn't do. He does everything else, but one thing he doesn't do. One thing he doesn't do says rebelling against the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's rebellion. It's not a pshat, you're doing everything perfect, but you're lacking a little bit. If there's one mitzvah that you consistently, you don't accept, the oil ha-mitzvah, you don't accept that this mitzvah binds you, but whenever he wants to, ha-oimel b'levovo lifchek mi oil ha-zor achas, koleshi yisav elavaro. He doesn't do it all the time. Whenever he feels like doing it, he does it. Who are not a kevel of the rechad? He's called kevel of the rechad. He's not a kevel of the rechad. He's not a kevel of the rechad. Because he does one thing. Whenever I want to do this, I will do it. Ha'em abel vavon. Hear it again. Lifrek mi olav oil azor achas. One azor. Kol esha when? Kol esha is avel avel. Whenever he's like doing it. Again, let's take an example that's negated to us. Take a good bocha that sits and learns. But whenever it feels like shmoising, it's the shmoises. He doesn't do it often. But he whenever it feels like it. So the Rabbein Yoina, that's considered poirik oil. Asher, lava anikra kofel dover rechud. Even though he doesn't do it all the time. Whenever he feels like it, whenever he gets the urge to shmoies, he gets up and he goes shmoising. So he's called a poiret oil mitzvah achas. He refuses to bind himself, refuses to accept the oil, the achrayus, not to do this avail. And therefore, the Rabbi Yoina, this is considered a kofel on the mitzvah achas. And he's called an apikoilus, and he loses chelek oil mabor. Koresh, the koresh, hanefesh ahi. Why don't all the other mitzvahs that he did? I don't know. I get a bunch of person somewhere or other. He gets a good life by Elam Hazeh. Here's all the other mitzvahs he's done, and he comes by Shemaim. He opens, he's expected to receive it open arm. He tells him, Rabbi, we got a surprise for you. You lost it. You blew it. Why? Because it was a Mekabel. Oil mitzvah, not that he didn't do the mitzvah. It wasn't a kabbalah to oil mitzvah. Kabbalah to oil mitzvah means I recognize that I cannot do whatever I want to do. Whenever I want to shmuris, I shmuris. Whenever I want to bottle, I bottle. I learn most of the time. But what do you think? I'm a malach. Sometimes when I don't feel like learning, I don't learn. Kol esek de rabin yonishis. Ava lavil hu anikre kevel dovarechot. It does not that you learn 99% of the time. If 1% of the time when you don't feel like learning, not that when you can't learn, when you don't feel like learning, I know I should be mismedlish, I know I should learn, I know I should get up to davening, I know I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, whatever. So the problem is now us, what's the ace? So what are we going to do? The Gemara and Shabbos over there is talking about us. We're Rishoyim. Why we're Rishoyim? Because we know we should be better, and we say it, and we perfiem, it's in Kodavah to perfiem, the Chorim, the Kliya Seyim. But it doesn't matter to us, we don't change ourselves. As I say, when we walk out of Bishal, right less for the end of Davni. The inspiration that we should have gotten from the Slichas. Once you walk out of Bishal, the Shtekov, you tell, it's gone. It's not there, why? It didn't penetrate in the first place. We have layers upon layers of tumor and abeiras. It was the 18th. But when the youth came on Midas, it says, V'nake lo yenake. What's it, V'nake lo yenake? So Chazal say pshat. The list of the youth came on Midas, V'nake lo yenake. V'nake lo shovim, V'nake lo yenake. punishment of Menachi, by Shomi. Tehenim Shomi is not Menachi, it doesn't cleanse. So, I mean, obviously, we started off Hashem Hashem. First Hashem is Kredim Sheyechto, second Hashem is L'Acha Sheyechto V'Yoshim. So, talking about Tshuva. So, talking after Tshuva. We're talking about a person who did Tshuva. He's holding my Tshuva. And obviously, he's not Menachi L'Yenam Shovim. Tell Shir the word that you can say. It doesn't mean show the person the tshuva, talk to me, menachal einam shom, they didn't the tshuva at all. But there's such a person, even though by other mitzvahs, let's say a person does only polish mitzvah tzitzis, instead of having four tzitzis, he has three tzitzis. He has three quarters of the mitzvah. No, he had no mitzvah whatsoever. Wearing three tzitzis in Vev Dal Kampas, in Mevat Mitzvah Sef tzitzis, I got three tzitzis. Either you're wearing tzitzis kedini, you're not wearing anything. You're not wearing three quarters of the mitzvah. Shuvah Zasal brings down Mishim Demabit in the base of Lakim. He says, Gvaldik Yisrait, Mitzvah Zatshuvah, Eina Kishar HaMitzvah. She'oi Zachirik Mitzvah, Eina Zachar HaMitzvah. Meshetoy ma'amitza tzitzis he bedal the kanfes or tzitzis begimu kanfes by the other tzitzis. I only put tzitzis in three corners, not in four. Eina mekayim gimu chalki ha'amitza. Dal tzitzis ma'ak mezeze. Ulo ma'tshuva gam ki eino shleim ad shetiyah b'charot l'sho v'adiva tzachet li'osin im kol zeh charot l'vad b'li adiva tzachet mo'il k'tzaf. So ma'bisa zeh mo'il tiki yisoyin. That's the pshat. And chazal tzim enakil ha'shovim Vina Menachila Einam Shovim. Talking about the same Zach. Not talking about one person a Shov, one person not a Shov. It's the same person. He's not a Shov. But he's a Shov somewhat. The next time I get an urge to Shmuyas, I suppress it. So it doesn't mean I stop Shmuyas. It doesn't mean I stop speaking Lashon Hara. But the next time I'm thinking about speaking Lashon Hara, I say to myself, you know, not supposed to do it, I refrain. Menachal Hashovim, Menachal Einam Shovim, to revenge the Menachal Hashovim, even though he didn't do a real tshuva. He did a partial tshuva, somewhat of a tshuva. So he could be beat, to do a first thing to be beat, partial to Halachim. So that's what he called tshuva. And that's become Menachal Hashovim. And that we gain, you know what we gain? We no longer called a mumal adover echad. We're no longer pyrrhic oil. A person that does an avera anytime it feels like it, he can feel like it once in 10 years. But if the once in years, whenever he's like doing that avera, he does it, it's not totally not often even. Called whenever he wants an avera, he says he does this avera. He doesn't do it once a year, once in 2 years, once in 10 years. But he's still a pyrrhic oil. This avera I'm going to do no matter what. So I'm a rebel, I'm a meirat keneged the Malchus Hashem. And you have no chelik, you lose your chelik in my book. But if you're not a meirat, if once in a while you suppress your urge, I'm not going to speak I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. Of course you're not a Baal Shulim. But at least you're not a meirat anymore. Because sometimes, once in a while, you talk, you don't speak Lashon. Once in a while, you talk, you don't shmuyis. So at least it's Menachal Hashovim. That's our hope. To change totally is extremely difficult. And to pierce through all the layers of Tumah and Fat Chazal call it Cheva Kislam, pierce all the layers of Tumah and Blubber, fat that surround us, that doesn't let us appreciate, doesn't let us feel to Kirvas Hashem. Yosef Goldberg was right, he was colored. But we don't feel it. We have no sense for it any longer. We dulled our senses. All the chavirus and nothing had to dull ourselves. We can't malgish it. But if we start, all the Goldberg is looking for is a start. And like Lashovim, remind yourself, so of course, maybe I think I shouldn't do it. And I refrain from doing it. I'm lying in bed and I don't feel like getting up. And I say to myself, 4 times to get up. So 3 times out of 4 I don't get up. Once I get up, so at least there's somewhat, and somewhat we can hope that Rabbi Shalom will give us, grant us another year to be able to be Zeichen Yanzi.